Hello there, this is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for joining us on Radio South Tyneside, your caring community radio. I'd like to offer you all a selection of hymns, spiritual songs and inspirational readings, which I hope you'll find uplifting and also relevant as we approach this glorious season of Easter. Today is Palm Sunday, the day that Jesus rode into Jerusalem, humbly on a donkey, and was immediately surrounded by people waving palm branches. They cried out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." So let's have the first of two songs today by Graeme Kendrick. It's called "Lift Up Your Heads, All Ye Gates."
Lift up your heads, all ye gates, swing wide you everlasting doors. Lift up your heads, all you gates, swing wide you everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in, that the King of glory may come in, that the King of glory may come in, that the King of glory may come in. Lift up your heads, all you gates, swing wide you everlasting doors. Lift up your heads, all you gates, swing wide you everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in, that the King of glory may come in, that the King of glory may come in, that the King of glory may come in. Up from the dead.
Hundreds of years before Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem, the prophet Zechariah told of a king who would one day ride into Jerusalem. He would be holy, righteous, and a victorious king who would enter the city humbly, riding on a donkey's foal. He would bring peace, and his fame would spread throughout the world. These are the words that were foretold. Rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. So why were the crowds so excited at first, then so disillusioned by the end of the week? In John's Gospel, chapter 11, we're told that a man called Lazarus had just died. His body had lain in the tomb for 4 days, but Jesus had raised him to life. The tale had spread like wildfire, and many who had witnessed what had happened were now putting their faith in Jesus. No wonder the people were full of excitement. Had their Messiah arrived at long last to save them? Some still wait for him. On holiday in the Holy Land not long ago, I was standing looking out over the Kidron Valley at the old city of Jerusalem, and our guide pointed out the main gate of the city, known as the Golden Gate, and she told us that the Messiah, when he comes, will travel from where we were standing, on the Mount of Olives, down into the valley and in through those gates. The Christian belief is that this has already happened. Our next song is all about Jesus' triumphal entry. It's from Andrew Lloyd Webber's Jesus Christ Superstar. There are some of you who might not be too keen on this particular song, as Jesus is referred to as JC, and it might appear disrespectful. But there's one very special last verse which emphasizes Jesus' whole mission, to reach everyone, including the lost, and bring them into God's kingdom. It says, "Sing me a song, but not for me alone. Sing out for yourselves, for you are blessed. There is not one of you who cannot win the kingdom, the slow, the suffering, the quick, the dead." But as we'll hear, the religious leaders look on horrified, fearing a riot. All they can see is a common crowd that's far too loud.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. to be quiet. We anticipate a riot. This common crowd is much too loud. Tell them all who sing your song that they are fools and they are wrong. They are a curse. They should disperse.
Nothing can be done to stop the shouting. If every tongue was still, the noise would still continue. The rocks and stones themselves would start to sing. For yourselves, for you are blessed. There is not one of you who cannot win the kingdom. The slow, the suffering, the quick, the dead.
Our reading today is taken from John's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 12. The next day the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the King of Israel!" Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that these things had been done to him. Now the crowd that was with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to spread the word. Many people, because they had heard that he had performed this sign, went out to meet him. So the Pharisees said to one another, "See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after him." Graeme Kendrick also captures the excitement of the people lining the route to welcome Jesus in his song, "Make Way, Make Way."
Make way, make way.
Make way, make way.
For the King of Kings.
For the King of Kings.
Make way, make way!
Make way, make way!
For the King of Kings!
For the King of Kings!
Make way, make way for Christ the King. In his splendor arise. Fling wide the gates and welcome him into your life.
Make way, make way, for the King of Kings.
So we see from this song how we can also open quite different gates, the gates of our hearts. In the next song, Eva Cassidy invites the listener to get ready. There's a train coming. No tickets are needed. And when a train arrives at a station, we make choices. We can either get on and stay on until we reach our destination, or we can get on but get off somewhere along the line before we reach our destination, or we can simply slam the door and walk away. The people of Jerusalem had very similar choices to make when Jesus came riding into their lives. We too have choices to make in our response to Jesus.
People get ready, there's a train coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to Jesus. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord, yeah, yeah, yeah. People get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers from coast to coast.
People of Jerusalem had many expectations of their king, that he would come as a conqueror and bring in a new kingdom like that of King David, that he would come in as a warrior to drive out their enemy, the Romans, that he would come in great glory and splendor. But their expectations didn't match up with God's plans. Perhaps that's why by the end of the week the people had turned against Jesus. Their dreams and hopes were dashed when he was arrested. Was he an impostor then? But so many witnesses told of the good deeds he did, the miracles he had performed, and said how good his words were. Those who knew him saw no sin whatever in him, so how could such a one be false? So was he mad then? But that couldn't stick either. Many testify to his character, his thoughtfulness and compassion, his kindness and his humility. How could such a one be delusional? The only other conclusion to be drawn is that he was everything he claimed to be. Such a thought would have been intolerable to those who were against him. And so by the end of the week, Jesus of Nazareth walked the lonely road to the cross. This next song is for those of us who know exactly what it is to walk a lonely road. But we have in Jesus one who has walked it before us.
In this world, I walk alone. through barren lands. The way is dark, the road is steep, but he's become my eyes to see.
But all was not lost, for the cross became a curious paradox, that is to say, a set of contradictions. David Watson, a famous preacher and evangelist, put it this way: "The cross is a picture of violence, yet the key to peace. A picture of suffering, yet the key to healing. A picture of death, yet the key to life. A picture of utter weakness, yet the key to power. A picture of capital punishment, yet the key to mercy and forgiveness. A picture of vicious hatred, yet the key to love. And a picture of supreme shame, yet the Christian's supreme boast. The key to everything, really." Next, we have a well-known and much-loved hymn, which I'm sure you'll enjoy, "How Great Thou Art," recorded for us at the Keswick Convention.
Thank you.
And so Jesus rode on into the city of Jerusalem, welcomed and applauded by the crowds. But as it says in our final hymn, in reality he entered the city in great humility, riding bravely towards his death on the cross. Here is Ride On, Ride On in Majesty, sung by King's College, Cambridge. Bye for now.